Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. 5:44.
Hump day morning.
Already Wednesday.
Yep.
What do we got today? Anything?
No.
Oh, thank God. No.
There's a baseball Giants game today, so we got to get out
man.
Of that town.
Oof.
I know. It's been a week already, man.
I don't know. It seems like less and less people are coming to the games.
Oh, you mean because they're... Well, they won yesterday. The Giants, you mean, right?
Yes.
Yeah. They lost on Metallica night, though, which is a bummer. That was Monday night.
Yeah.
I saw everyone posting and was like, oh, must be nice to do stuff at night. I can go to the Walgreens if it's before 7 o'clock, but besides that, I'm out.
I try to not dwell on it, though, you know.
Yeah.
And it's 7 o'clock, and you know, people are just heading out for their night or just getting home from work.
Last night at the Walgreens,
yeah,
we got some. My kid takes prescription fluoride.
Oh,
they give it to kids, I guess, because they do a crappy job brushing their teeth or something.
Mm. What form is it in?
Little teeny chewable pills.
Oh.
They're barely the size. It looks like...
Like a Claritin pill? Those
yeah,
little tiny
like
ones?
Little,
yeah.
Even smaller
wow.
than that. They're little tiny things. I bought some gum. And we went home.
It's great. Wow.
Woo!
I know. It's an exciting
Fox
night.
That's valid.
I'll be super happy if we're out of here early. Yeah, past 2 days. And then yesterday,
I
left here.
Yes.
You and me after our big interview or whatever that
was. Thing we had to do.
And I get that. And listen, Jane is usually very good about this. Although she's new to the position of parking in front of me.
Oh.
I get down there and her car won't turn on. And I'm like, she took her keys.
So now you got to come back up. Hunt her down.
Up. I need your keys.
I didn't even. That sucks. I'm so sorry. Mm. We were leaving. We're like, oh, this is. Whoo!
Mm.
Woo!
Yeah.
We're done with our stuff.
I hit the button to turn our car on and it doesn't go. And I'm like, oh. And there was a person who used to work here who used to park me in and left her and took her keys at least twice a month. So. That was, down there.
Yeah, down, second floor.
Yeah. I'd have to, and I don't even have the chick's number. I'd always have to walk back up and be like, can I please have your, oh, did I forget that? Hey!
Just give me your God. Yeah,
just,
how do you
I don't want to sit here. I don't want to talk to you. I was trying to leave. That's why I'm up here. Not
anyway.
Psyched.
And she knows you're going to leave. Why does she park in front of you?
Who? Oh, Jane?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, that's the spot.
I should switch with Jane and just park, and we should share that.
Oh,
thing.
Watching her get into your spot would be hysterical.
My spot's easy. Super easy.
Have you seen her drive?
Oh,
she's not into it.
Oh.
She doesn't like it.
Well, maybe you should switch with the guy I share with then. It's an easy spot. It's great.
My spot's not bad. I like
my
spot.
You don't want to move somebody else out of their spot.
Yeah,
I
don't really.
He's had that spot forever.
That's one of those things where you're
like,
the D.
No, thanks. It's right by the door. I've been in that spot. I'm good.
I don't want to worry about sharing with Jane.
Anyway.
Who doesn't leave her keys.
I'm looking forward to, because we don't really have nights, that after work moments, those like noon to 3.
Woo! Yeah. Woo!
That's
midnight!
My happy hour. I mean, I don't drink, but you know, that's my time to get crazy.
It's your time, yeah.
I go for a run or nap.
Yeah. I hear you.
You know. Really get loose, I'll pull a blanket over me.
Watching a show. I usually try to fight off the nap. Like if I feel myself fading, I just stand up and go do something because I do not want a nap. I want
I
to
know.
Go to sleep that night.
Yeah, me too.
My whole
Sometimes.
Day is angled toward falling asleep at 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's, it's really no way to live, but I'm used to it. Doing mornings for, God, 20-something years now.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I guess this is just how it is.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's never easy in the morning. It still sucks.
Oh, I don't mind that part.
No. That's true. You wake up happy. Jump out of bed. I'm just like, oh, God. I can't even look in the mirror. I know it ain't pretty. I don't want to know. I just...
415 says, hey, did you guys know that they made a TV show from the Mr. Mercedes books? Starts tonight. Heard you guys talk about the book a bunch of times.
Yeah, is that on...
Actually, yeah, I was going to give it to you.
Is it on Hulu?
It is the series premiere of Mr. Mercedes, 8 p.m. on Audience.
Oh, so that's regular cable?
I've never seen this channel before.
Audience.
It's based on a Stephen King novel, stars Brendan Gleeson as a retired detective who's taunted out of retirement by a serial killer.
Oh, no, I had an idea what that, maybe that detective that. Looks like, too. So
oh, yeah,
I'm gonna
big
be,
time.
I got to look that up.
Yeah, can
yeah give me a little of that and we'll do some research on it.
I don't know about that Audience channel. I was kind of going through my channels that I don't normally go through, and I did see Big Brother After Dark. What is it called? Is that what it's called?
It's on Pop TV. Is that the name of it?
It's after I watched Bravo, and then there's the Fuse channel, and then after that, I guess it's this Pop channel.
Right.
I was like, oh, hey. Oh, my God. It was so boring. I had to change it.
You can't really watch the... It's like the people who sit... I mean, I guess if you have the live feed... Because I think you can pay. I'm not sure how it all works. I mean, it's on three nights a week. It's really all I need.
Yeah.
Oh, it's on tonight, too.
I was trying to figure out the characters, and I just couldn't.
Well, the thing is, it's like uncut footage. It's basically, that's what they're doing at this point. If they talk any strategy or anything that might get into the show, they get off that and go to somebody else. And, they can't even, be sitting having a sing-along at the... Like, I would go crazy. I was thinking about this the other day. Like, I love Big Brother so much. But I sing constantly. Like, you guys, I'm sure, hear me in here. Like, I try to keep it,
tone it down.
You do?
I do, actually. I realize
I think
that someone
you do try to tone it down.
Constantly singing is annoying. But, like, in my life, like, you don't even realize you're doing it. You're singing the same line from a song over and over, whatever's stuck in your head as you're folding the laundry or doing the dishes or out digging what ditches, whatever it is you're doing during the day. And I just know that they would be like, you have to stop singing. We won't buy the rights to, because they have to buy the rights to any song that gets performed.
Oh.
Anything on television. It's like the same problem that we have with our podcast.
I don't doubt that. I think Big Brother's fairly played and all, but I don't doubt they'd be like, first of all, we're editing you out all the time.
All the time.
And we're also going to plant whatever seeds are needed to have that room turn on you and get you out of there quickly.
Right. It would be that's it. Because the thing is,
the singing brought out.
The problem is that even if I was cut out of the show, if I'm singing in the other room, they wouldn't be able to use anything that you could barely hear my singing in from another room. Anyway, I think about that. That's one of, I have to not sing. Although I do make up a lot of songs. So I wonder if I would just have songs about all the people in the house and then they could use those because I was
making them up. Oh, that would be good time entertainment, right?
Well, would it?
I don't know. Wouldn't it?
With all my hit songs I have? I mean, but think about it. You couldn't have a sing-along by the pool or something. Like, what would you do in all that boring time? You couldn't be like, hey, let's try and work out a harmony for, blah, blah, blah. Hey, let's, when you're bored and you're doing driving or you're sitting around having a beer on a Friday night, you'd be like, hey, you guys are looking at me like I'm crazy.
Well, we don't do this.
We don't do that.
You don't just be like, hey, we're...
Let's work out a harmony for something? No.
Well, no, but just like sing a song. Mm-mm. Like, hey, do you guys want to sing this song?
That happens zero times in my life.
I never have a beer on a Friday night because I'm in bed, but
I say,
Vinny,
hey guys,
let's harmonize. It's very cute that you do that.
So I'm thinking about this Thin Lizzy song right now, you guys.
Don't laugh. We were doing the cowboy song just the other day.
Oh. The cowboy song?
Thin Lizzy tune. It's on the Jailbreak album, I think.
Go ahead.
Sing it for us.
Cowboy song?
Well, the thing about the cowboy song is that it has...
Because I was just thinking Jailbreak, but I was not thinking the cowboy song.
Oh, well, Jailbreak will work too.
The right.
Cowboy song is like, it's this, kind of slow, like, campfire-y style song.
Oh, good
but it
God.
Has the best rip into a solo of any song on ever.
Of all time.
It has this
we'll
thing,
find
right?
It right now,
so
then.
They, well, I can't find it. I have it.
Cowboy
on my
song, shirt. Thin Lizzy.
So yeah, so he's like, I'm just a cowboy, lonesome on the trail. So he's, And it builds up. Like, the song is about him getting himself.
Oh, it is?
He's alone. Yeah, he's alone, you know? And he talks about, so, it is.
I can't.
Brittany, come in here for a minute. He's... Campfire light.
I can't.
I'll get it.
Well, anyway, so at the end of it, like, he's clearly like the when the solo kicks in is when he arrives, because he builds up to it like through it goes ding 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 ding
ding. You know what's weird about Thin Lizzy is they're doing a movie on that guy.
Are they really?
That?
No, I didn't know that.
What's his name?
What are we looking
at? You're in the solo now.
Okay, I went too
far. You got to get Thin Lizzy cowboy song.
Okay.
This is so stupid. I can't believe we're having this conversation anyway. This is the chorus.
Oh, I know this song.
Well, yeah. Hit the ground. Roll me over and hit me. Yeah, like 3/4 of the way through the song.
No, it's halfway.
Get in there. Halfway through the song. Back. Go back.
All right.
Okay, so now he's getting himself. Right, just leave it here. Let me go. I'm in the rodeo. I think we might even be.
What are you looking
for? Must be coming up. So, go like 20 seconds ahead.
Okay.
Nah, maybe not. I'd have to find it for you.
The
but
best
lead
into a solo of any song ever, and I don't
gonna
even
jump in. Keep. Let me hear it. Here we go. So now he's getting himself. He's by the fire. And I'll turn around. It's very graphic here, kids.
Oh, wow. I never spent 1 second thinking about what this song might be about.
Okay, now he's about to almost get there. So we're happy. Things are happening at the campfire. Thinking about that girl, a certain female. Not yet. Didn't happen that time. Just let me go. Will it happen this time? I don't know. We're about to find out.
Oh!
Anyway, there it is. The
All
best
right.
lead into
I'll
a
give
solo.
You that was pretty good.
It's awesome, man. And this song is like, you know, it's kind of like low key and drawn out. Oh, my God. I love that song.
Speaking of. Okay, so there's Thin Lizzy, and I don't even know how we got there. I really don't.
She sings in harmony and on Friday nights.
Oh, right. Yeah, let's do the Thin Lizzy song.
How they do the double lead there? Like, it's not just a single note. It's two guitars playing together. So we'll, I'll go, wow, wow,
wow,
wow. So we sing that part and
you
then we do it.
You two are truly perfect for each other. So.
Anyway.
Your boy Neal Schon has been all over the news.
Yeah.
So I texted our boy
Alan
Rose. Bananas at Large, ding ding shame. Locations in San Rafael and Santa Rosa.
He's actually good friends with Neal Schon, and he said I was just with him because I said, "Hey, your boy is squawking about ending Journey," and he was like, "No, he's talking about restarting Journey. Journey's his."
Yeah.
And the people who are going to the White House don't get to say Journey's at the White House without Neal Schon's approval.
Jonathan Cain was in the news today, too. I have it in my pile.
Oh, I can't wait to hear.
Well, there's really not that. He goes, "No, we're not breaking up. Don't worry about it. Don't you worry about a thing."
Don't you worry.
I'm like,
about
okay.
That's not. So Alan said, "Hey, do you guys want to see him?" And I was like, "Well, I'll talk to the girls."
Yeah, I don't know. We always want to see Neal Schon.
See him in studio or see him in concert?
I'll see him
anytime, anywhere, anyhow.
You take it from here. Call Alan, see if he can get Neal in.
But I'll text him today.
That was the reference he was making was, do you want to have Neal in to address this?
Hell yeah.
Neal, apparently, from what Alan told me, Journey's his. He's the only
constant
original member, and the name comes with him wherever he goes.
I was looking at some weird chart, and he is the only person who's been in Journey the whole time.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like, they show a line representing whenever everyone is in, and it has every member. And there's been 25 members of Journey over the years. And it shows, the dates that they've been. His line is just straight across.
Well, I was tripping because when I brought this up to you yesterday, and the reason I brought it up was I'd read a few articles where they're going back and forth. And even Neal was like, "I found you, singer guy." I found you on YouTube. Yeah. You don't get to do stuff against our band.
Right.
And the guy was like, I'm grateful, but I just wanted to. I was like, oh, man, this is going to get heavy.
Could get oogly.
Well, if you're Neil Sean,
yeah,
and you don't want to be a political statement, what do you do when your people are being politically active?
You know, the thing is, if he hadn't said anything about it, I would have never known that they went there.
I know.
It's, you know, this is, he's actually involving himself in the political conversation just by being mad about it.
But don't forget, when we met, remember when we met Jonathan Cain?
Yeah.
He's highly involved in Christian music.
Is he married to that lady?
Yes. That's because the lady he left his wife for.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he told us the story. I forget, he's met her and then went home from wherever he was. And
Vegas?
Went, I don't remember the details there, mm-hmm. but he was like, I met that girl on a plane or something. I went home and went, I got to get out of this. And he got divorced and went after that girl. And as he's telling it, in my head, I'm thinking, dude, you just got out of a marriage.
She's like a televangelist.
She's Paula big.
White.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was funny because I didn't quite put the two things together. I've seen a few things about her and they don't mention him in the story. And it wasn't until we were talking about it and I think you said her name or somehow I sort of put it together. I think that this is the chick.
Well, she's Trump's spiritual advisor, apparently. I've never even seen a picture of her. I got to look her up.
You know what? We were watching a video of her this morning mm-hmm. being insanely offensive because she is literally one of those people who's like, send me your money and God will reward you for your generosity. This is how you become wealthy.
What's her name?
Paula White.
Oh, I looked up Tara White. Why did I do that?
I don't know.
Paula.
There are questions that cannot be answered. Anyway, you can look at that. We'll take a quick break here, and we'll come back and do the celebrity trash. But yeah, something to ponder.
Are you going to play that audio?
I don't know.
I
man.
Think you should. I mean, this is a big story. This person is.
Well, she's quite offensive in my.
Is that right?
Oh my god!
Did Bryn get the audio?
Yeah.
Okay, then let's play it. If he went through the trouble of getting
it doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, don't ask.
Just there if you need it.
That dude, though, from the band was all in. Like, he now has a Christian recording.
And they're married?
Or
are
they? Oh, yeah.
Oh, they are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because she's...
you have to marry.
He's like her third husband or something.
Well, she's his third wife. I mean, based
no,
on
but
the
I'm
way
saying,
he...
you know, she's a televangelist. I love the people that are just like, you know, the sacrament of marriage. Anyway, let's play a song. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.